That's one of those that just keeps getting better every time I hear it. Damn good stuff. Aaron Jones from his debut album, Child of the State. And if you want to hear a live version of that song, Supercharged, check him out on social. He posted a live Nashville performance not too long ago.
And I love that.
See what he's going to be like when you finally get to see him live and in person. Aaron Jones on KLOS.
We're going to be able to see people in person.
I know. What is that about?
What a weird thought. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah.
On from 3 to 7.
And happy unmasking day.
Happy reopening.
Yeah.
Thing.
So how many days has it been? Something like 400 and I have it down here. 459 days. California was the first state to close down and just now reopening after 459 days.
Today.
Yeah.
Today's the day.
Today's the day, finally.
It's insane.
It is.
I'm so excited about that.
Me too. It's cool.
Coming up on the show today, a dad that works with computers named his son HTML.
Like you do. Really?
So stop that.
Why not write it? Name him Router.
HTML.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And it said repeatedly. Because he loved his job so much. Nobody really loves their job all that much.
I wonder if any
to name your kid after it.
I wonder if any disc jockeys have ever named their kid DJ. Because that'd just be.
I mean, but DJ is kind of
normal
a
name.
Decent name.
Yes, yes.
HTML, not.
Not so much.
Quite so much. You know, everybody's freaking out lately, and they seem to be a little wound tight.
Yes.
There was an off-duty flight attendant
uh-oh.
Who freaked out on a plane. Well, an off-duty flight attendant. That's her gig.
How do they put up with everybody, though?
I don't know.
Talk about another job.
But that's not... Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah,
but that's not... This one is just... Dude be crazy and added alcohol and you know how that works.
Sure I do.
And our 1 second of nonstop rock is up to $3,500.
Yes, now's the time to win.
Between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
Hell yeah. Twofer from AC/DC 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is California's reopening.
Yeah! Woo! Damn.
Finally.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So here's what the deal is.
Here's the straight poop.
California is set to reopen its economy fully today, June 15th. Wearing a mask will become optional in many public settings.
Yeah, it's up to the businesses, though. The businesses want you to slap on a mask.
They can still...
Just be cool.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I know it's annoying.
Yeah.
Of course it's annoying.
Tired of it.
But stop it. Don't.
Yeah, don't be.
Don't make World War III over a mask.
Yeah. I saw one of the, like a grocery worker saying, please make us not be the, enforcers anymore because we're sick of it.
Yeah,
they don't get paid to do that kind of crap. Go up to someone who's being a jerk.
Californians who are 2 weeks removed from their last vaccine dose will be allowed to go mask-free in nearly all settings.
That is us, baby. That
with
is us.
Some exceptions that include transit hubs or public transportation and healthcare settings, long-term care facilities, indoors at kindergarten through 12th grade schools.
Sex parlors.
So there are still what?
Nothing, huh?
There are still a lot of places where you are going to have to wear your mask.
Yeah, but in general, and the whole idea is moving forward. And I, you know, for once, I'm not going to go into the possibilities of we've seen so many countries reopen and have to close back.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that.
Let's not do that.
We're not going to do that.
Unvaccinated individuals, on the other hand, will be required to mask up in public indoor settings, including restaurants, when not eating or drinking.
Now, I've seen some places, a couple of...
it's on the honor system, by the way.
Yeah.
They're not going to make you show...
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how long that's going to last, because I'm already seeing concerts, even here in California, that are saying you have to bring proof of vaccination to even get in. Which is fair enough, because it's a tight little spot.
I mean, I assume that's how things are going to move forward.
Yep.
That's going to have to be the way.
It's 459 days ago that we first shut down. California was the first state to actually shut down. 459 days ago.
That's a long time.
You know,
5 years from now, we're hopefully going to look back and go, what was that?
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, that was bananas.
That was so weird.
I hope that's the way it goes.
The state's guidance will make clear that no one, even someone who is fully vaccinated, can be prevented from willingly wearing a mask as a condition of entering a business or participating in an activity.
Well, who would even think that would be a possibility?
People get in fights over everything.
Who gives a rat's ass?
I think there are a lot of people who are unbelievably frustrated by the last year and a half.
Sure, I get that.
Unbelievably.
But if someone else wants to wear a mask, who cares?
No, there's people that go around and mock you,
and
yell
like,
at you.
Who cares, dude? There's so much other stuff to make fun of people about than
right?
that. I mean, there's tons of stuff. I can help you. If that's all you can do to make fun of someone you don't know, I can help you find more
We
stuff.
Can find a lot of stuff to make fun of rather than the mask thing.
Yeah.
But today's the day.
Yeah.
And you don't have to wear a mask, especially outdoors.
I've been seeing people out in parks. I was driving in today. Mm-hmm. 109 degrees driving in today.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
But and then of course the Dodger game tonight. 7 o'clock, 7:10. Going to be a lot of unmasked folk there.
That's correct.
Really weird.
Hey, take a Dodger dog selfie.
Yeah. Get yourself a Dodger dog. Take a selfie and hit it up with it. At Sluggo Doug. No,
what did you say?
That's not right. I don't know.
What's happening?
My
with
brain
you right
shorted
now?
Out.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Thank you.
Is where you would send it.
Yep.
But you're not going to, I don't know what the Dodgers policy is on wearing a mask.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
you have to take it off to eat.
So yeah, of course.
When you're doing that with your Dodger dog, we want to see a picture of it.
Basically, you're just going to have to see what business wants you to do it, wants you to not do it. We got an email here about we still need to keep wearing the mask.
Yep.
So,
but they're deciding. They said they're kind of kicking it around as to how they're going to go about move forward here at KLOS and K-Day and KLLI and all the rest of them.
Yep.
Power. 106.
So today's the day. It's reopening. And man, is that good news.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to finally see.
If you would have told me, remember a year ago, year and a half ago when it was March 2020, mm-hmm. and you thought, okay, I see that people are having to start wearing masks. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that yet until I have to. Remember that? It was maybe we'll wear it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't
maybe
expect it
by
very long.
Summer if last year.
The expectation was by end of summer, certainly. Yeah. Last year it would be over.
Last year.
Yeah.
So we're going to take calls from things that you're looking forward to doing again.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That you haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. You can finally go out without masks, and you can do what that you're very excited about because you haven't been able to pay.
Do it in a long time, so now you can.
Eric. Wow, what a Wednesday we've got coming up on Heidi and Frank.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Congratulations, Sandy from Newberry Park.
Sandy
won a family four-pack to Disneyland Resort because she heard the Disney Jam of the Day.
Yeah, so now you have the Magic Pack, and everybody's able to go play again, and it's big opening day here in California, so we were talking about what you're looking forward to doing.
Correct.
And I guess Sandy's looking forward to going to Disneyland.
Yes, she is.
Well done. So,
KLOS, you're looking forward to what?
Hey, I want to go to concerts.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, I missed them.
Who are you the most excited to see?
I have Rammstein tickets that I've had since they were supposed to be September.
Yeah.
But now they're postponed till 2022.
Yeah. Does he still set his microphone on fire and use a giant fake penis to spray the crowd down?
I believe so.
Yay! Well done.
This will be a first for me, but I have tickets to Punk in the Park.
Oh, nice. All right.
Yeah, right on.
I'm very excited to see live music as well. Yeah. I'm with you.
Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I heard you guys are taking calls right now about the whole mask thing.
Yeah. Things you're looking forward to doing that you haven't been able to do for a year and a half.
Yeah, you know, concerts, theme parks are definitely one thing on my agenda.
Right.
Now, the question is, where do I have the time to do it? It's like we were all upset that we couldn't do these things during the lockdown.
Right.
But now that things are open and people are going back to work, we're like, well, where do you get the time to even
do all this? That's true. And the man wants you back in the office, and the man wants you working and making up the money for the man that he lost.
And the man can suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you've already had all that time at home.
Right.
Yeah.
You already enjoyed your time off. Come back here. All right. Well, thanks for calling, man.
As if it's time off.
KLOS,
hello.
Hey, you two bamboozlers.
Howdy. How are you, man?
I'm doing okay. I can hardly wait. No mask. I'm going back to Santa Monica Beach without my mask and in my Speedos.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Does it have to be in your Speedo?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course. Freedom. Freedom is everything.
You be sure to let us know when you're going to do that so we can send everybody down to get a picture with
you. Oh, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Hey, if you want real freedom, take the Speedo off.
We have $3,500.
That is unbelievable.
$3,500.
I mean, I would love to give that away, but if it gets up to our record, which twice now has been $7,500, that would be pleasing.
We would like to do that as well.
Yeah.
But if you want to win it, you can do it now.
It's up to you.
$3,500 for our 1 second of nonstop
raw.
We're going to play you this clip. You be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you'll win $3,500.
Dang. Here's the clip.
Dang.
What is that?
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
A lot cooler if it was.
Yeah, hell yeah.
For $3,500, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, how's it going? This is John.
Hey, John, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Now, do you think you know what it is? Don't tell us now, but do you think you know what it is?
I believe so. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Well, if you want to be super nice, get it wrong unintentionally, and to move up to $4,000. That'd be kind of nice, John.
I mean, we're not against you winning it.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
But.
Yeah.
So we're going to play it for you again, and then you have to tell us the name of the song and the artist. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here it comes. What is that?
All right, so I hear Village People, YMCA.
Wow, really? Is that your final answer? Oh, yes, it is. Really? Seriously?
That's my final answer.
That's a tremendously awful guess.
John, I love that tremendously awful guess. We really should do that. We haven't thought of doing that yet, pulling out songs we don't play.
Wow.
I like that idea,
That's
John.
An unbelievable guess.
Who needs
That's
that? Oh, wait a minute. So you decided to roll that over to $4,000. You did
That's
it.
That's what he did on purpose.
I did it for you.
Because he loves people. And he wants them to win.
He's so happy about reopening day.
Exactly.
Nice. All right. Well, it's worth $4,000 thanks to John next hour. Thanks for playing, dude.
No problem.
Bloody hell, I love that cover.
Yeah, that's damn good.
That is so good. Apocalyptica, sadly, kind of disappointing, but I think they're playing it safe. Have decided to cancel their tour they were going to do this year.
Until next year.
Yep, they have announced about a few days ago that April 16th is when they're going to be here in Los Angeles, April 16th, 2022, and tickets are going on sale this coming Friday. Tickets for this year, they'll still be good for Apocalyptica. That's White Room.
Ahead of his highly anticipated meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Joe Biden agreed Sunday that U.S.-Russian relations are at an all-time low.
Wow, really? All-time low?
Yeah, it says at a low point.
Oh, okay.
So maybe not all-time.
Yeah, I mean, the Cold War and all that stuff going on. World War II.
They're talking about, the military. Yeah. They're talking about cybercrime specifically.
Right.
And I saw Putin interviewed, I forget, NBC, I think, interviewed him. And they said, hey, what about all this cybercrime that's going on that's, based in Russia?
That you're basically ordering to have happen.
Yes. And he said, Americans have that ability, too. And what if they, hack us? That was his answer.
Wow. That's it, huh?
Yes. What the hell?
You guys are doing it, too, man.
Right.
So it's okay.
You guys started it.
Yeah. Billy started it. He pushed me.
We actually have the Russian president on the phone.
Wow.
Vladimir Putin has called the Heineken 00 hotline.
You get the big names,
right?
Dude. Damn.
Hello, Mr. Putin.
I did not call Heineken 0009 headline.
Why, sir? Wow.
What do you mean you didn't? This is the number.
Yes, we hacked into it.
Oh, I see.
Didn't have to call. I just had someone hacking into it by just showing up.
I got you.
Surprise! Hey, it's me.
So the big meeting is tomorrow between you and... What's that?
Yes, I have to meet Joe Biden.
Right.
Unbelievable. It's like I'm doing this all over again. For God's sakes, we already had this guy once.
Well, does that give you hope that maybe you could just continually be president forever and ever, and even if you take a year off or so at some point?
That's the plan.
That is the plan. Now, what about cybercrime? Because there has been a tremendous amount of proven hackers that are based in Russia.
These are always saying these things you're saying with the, you did this, it's so bad. There's no proof, there's no evidence whatsoever that we've done these things. It's all baseless accusations. In the words of a great man, fake news.
So you're saying that there's no cybercrime.
Yet, cybercrime, you did it. You're the one doing it. You're the one saying with all the badness and the bad things happening with cyberness, it's you.
But, we didn't hack into your elections.
Oh, how do I know? This is Alexei Navalny. He's in prison now. Someone tried to kill him. I think it was you.
I mean, it's pretty well established that you tried to kill him because he's the opposition leader.
Or is it?
That's a good point. You know, that's a
good... Thank you so much.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
By the way, we've been looking at your search histories there, computers, at your registration.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is this Pornhub?
Pornhub?
Pornhub.
Oh, that must be Sluggo.
Yeah, and I was also going to put together a concert for your birthday this year. Pussy Riot's going to play for you, man.
Oh, that's great, because I heard Apocalyptico canceled.
So do you expect the meeting to go well, or will it be very tense?
I believe it will be not so friendly between Joe Biden and myself. He once looked me in the eye and said, "I see no soul inside of you."
Wow.
He said those words to my face.
That is kind of harsh.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
Nicest thing anyone's ever said about me, by the way.
That I've ever actually listened to that sober before, quite honestly.
You need to be drunk or high?
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah.
Definitely helps.
Helps with everything.
Yeah, twofer from Black Sabbath. No.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A web designer named his baby boy Hypertext Markup Language.
Or HTML for short.
HTML.
Are you kidding? Really?
Nah, I'm not kidding.
Wow, that's really bizarre.
He wanted to pay homage to his profession.
So when the kid raises his hand in class and hypertext...
H?
Do you know the answer?
I don't know what you go... What's the shorter version of that?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and his name is Mac Pasquale, and he says that unique names is a family tradition.
Oh, no.
So you know this is a problem place. Yeah. A problem couple.
Problem family.
The man from the Philippines is so passionate about his job that he decided to name his boy HTML. Do you think that we'll be able to find anybody who's named after their parents' job?
Oh, sure.
Because that, really?
Yeah.
That just seems not possible.
That's got to be one of the weirder ones. But yeah, no, I think that happens quite a bit. I mean, a lot of people...
After your job?
Yeah. And well, really? Not a lot, not quite a bit.
I mean,
but
I've heard people like named after the city that they were conceived in or whatever,
right, exactly.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, I can't imagine...
Who loves their job enough to name their kid HTML? And why would you do that to him?
I can't imagine there's not a disc jockey out there that hasn't named their kid DJ. There's just no way.
But DJ's a more normal
True,
name.
But it's still
HTML
named after.
HTML isn't even
a
name.
No. This got to be one of the weirdest ones of it. That's for sure.
HTML's dad also explained that his name, Mac, was short for Macaroni 85.
What?
While his sister's official name is Spaghetti 88.
Why? Oh, favorite foods and years they were born?
I guess.
Oh, my God.
He claims his sister has two children called Cheese Pimiento and Parmesan Cheese.
I don't really have a problem with people naming their kids.
Who go by the nicknames Chippy and Pee-wee.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, because it's whatever, but on the other hand...
No, not whatever,
because
they're going to get beat up.
Yes.
The kid's going to get beat up.
I sincerely hope HTML hates computers and doesn't play, stays off the internet.
It's awful with it.
Right.
Just ruins a computer every time he gets close to it.
Crashes them all.
So if you were named after your... parents, one of your parents' jobs.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Give us a call at 818-955-KLOS.
Or
you don't have to be Macaroni 85.
Or if you know someone who was, you know, it's kind of appropriate to be bringing this up. 36 years. It wasn't too long ago that the oldest, world's oldest .com domain that's still on celebrated its anniversary. It's been on for 36 years since 1985, which is weird.
85, the internet wasn't even
exactly
around.
It was 4 years before the internet, and it's called Symbol Symbolics .com. Symbolics Symbolics .com. Go check it out, because it's still there. It's been there since 85.
HTML.
It's the same time that his parents were born. His kids is whatever.
Who has the answer? HTML? That's not going to go
No,
well.
It's not going to go
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, we were talking about a guy who loves his business so much. He works in computers that he named his kid HTML.
So, like, porn stars could name their kid porn.
Sure. in the best case scenario.
Yeah.
All right, we're taking calls from people who were named after their parents' job. You were named after who?
Theodore Roosevelt. My great-great-grandfather was a Rough Rider, and he was one of the original eight that basically started, what do they call them, that surrounds the president, you know, and they ride
Secret
out
Secret Service, yeah.
Secret Service?
Yeah, you know, yeah, so he'd ride out the forum to make sure no Indians and everything were there. I got a picture of Teddy Roosevelt and my grandfather.
Wow.
Wow. So your middle name is Theodore?
Yeah, and then I named my daughter, my oldest daughter, her middle name is Theodora.
No, I like that. That's good.
Come on. Put a little work into it.
Old school. Come on.
Yeah, but you know what? I really want to make sure that you name one of your kids HTML for sure down the line.
No way.
Have some more kids.
It's a beautiful day.
Call us back.
Thanks. Hi, KLOS. Weird names to report?
Yeah, my friends were named after their parents' job.
What was the name?
Melody and Harmony. He was a musician.
But, see, Melody and Harmony are sort of names?
Yeah, but that's why they did it?
Yeah, they're normal names, They're named after their dad's job.
Well, that's lucky that he didn't work in computers.
Lucky that he didn't name them HTML.
Exactly.
Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I'm here to report a very unique name.
Yes, please do.
Yes, please report.
I had a history teacher, and his mom was a teacher, too, but one of the families, you know, their kids went to school. They were named after an individual flower because their last name was Flower. And they had one boy in the family. So there was, like, you know, all the girls, you know, Petunia Flower, Lily Flower. Mm. And the mom thought that Artificial was a real flower. So the kids named the kid Artificial Flower. And then they just called him Artie.
Artie! That's fantastic. Artificial in the back of the room. You have an answer? That kid's so going to get beat up.
Hey, plastic flower, come over here.
That's craziness.
Oh, flower. Ooh.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
We have our 1 second of nonstop.
Rock. That's $4,000.
Coming up in a few minutes. $4,000. Keep listening. We'll tell you when to call.
And here is a two for Furia from Nirvana. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
$4,000.
Wow.
That's what we have for our 1 second of nonstop rock.
You know, there's got to be someone out there that's known for a while now exactly what this song is. It must be so frustrating.
To not be caller 13.
Yeah.
That is a problem. Yeah. Yep. A lot of people have told us that they knew it from the very first time they heard it.
Yep.
But not necessarily this one, but other ones. Yep. All right, so we have this 1 second of nonstop rock. We're going to play it for you. Then you be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist and win $4,000.
And here is your clip. Now is the time to call.
It's Kevin and Swaggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $4,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is David.
David, you're caller 13.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Yes! And I know it, too.
You said you know it?
I'm pretty sure, man.
All right, we're going to play it for you one more time, just so you can make sure. And then give us your guess.
I can't believe it. Okay.
All right, fingers crossed, man. Title and artist of this song. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is. What is it?
White Snake, Here I Go Again.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Damn it. David!
Oh, man.
Sorry, man.
Ah.
Your confidence was, what's the word? Contagious. Yes. I really believed you.
Yeah, I know that's G minor. That sounds like G minor, which is the beginning of White Snake. Dang it.
Interesting.
You guys are awesome, though. Love you.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
$4,500 tomorrow between 3 and 4. More music like that, please.
Agreed.
Devora and the KLOS Free Ride is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. That is not dead yet, Devora.
I love that her line is not dead yet.
Like, yeah.
That's all she wants out of this.
Make sure that you know.
I'm still alive. I don't know what's going on with flights, but there have been a lot of mid-air bizarre fights going on.
Meltdowns, yes. People freaking out.
Last week on a Delta flight 386 from LA to Nashville, a man attempted to break into the cockpit yelling, "We need to land this plane."
Oh, no.
Another incident in May was a Southwest Airlines flight attendant that was getting pummeled by a passenger. And now this is a really strange one because it's an off-duty Delta flight attendant. So this is a person whose living is on a plane.
It's to keep things calm.
Yes. And he didn't keep things calm. Listen to this report.
Another scare in the sky, this time on board a Delta flight out of LAX.
Now, see, if that was What's-Her-Face Jenny from CNN, yes. Another scare in the air.
Oh, good. Said,
yeah.
Several people take down a man at the front of the plane. Passengers say they first heard a strange announcement from that man.
And said, everyone please take your seat. And get ready to put on an oxygen mask, and then attempted to open the door of the plane.
That guy.
Wow.
So the guy goes on and makes an announcement.
Wow.
All right, everybody take your seats and be ready to use oxygen because things are about to get crazy.
You never want to hear that, especially from someone who just stood up out of a seat. Bastard.
Delta Airlines confirms it was an off-duty flight attendant who was subdued by the flight crew. Passengers say the pilot even called for help.
The pilot made an announcement and said, all able-bodied men, please come to the forward. There's an emergency.
Wow.
That's crazy, right?
Get up out of your ass and take your guy.
Yeah, that's the pilot speaking. We're going to need some help up front.
We'll be cruising it. Oh, my God.
Come to the front.
This comes as the FAA reports a disturbing rise in passenger disruptions this year, including this incident a week ago on a flight to LAX, where the passenger got up and banged on the cockpit door. And in May, a flight attendant was attacked by a passenger on a Southwest flight. Passengers at LAX say it's a troubling pattern.
All right, now this is my favorite thing that news does.
Yeah.
They record an interview that has nothing to do with how they set it up.
Right.
So he says, passengers say this is a very disturbing pattern.
Right.
And then this guy says,
of course it's distressful, but you know, you kind of weigh those pros and cons, especially whenever you're wanting to travel.
So they couldn't find anybody that said, man, listen, this is messed up.
Look, it's a little messed up, but
like, whatever.
You got to get from point A to point B.
Spend a little extra time.
Just get a second interview.
Say, hey, would you say this?
Mo Gelbart, the director of behavioral health at the Torrance Memorial Medical Center, says society as a whole is likely dealing with PTSD.
Society as a whole.
Yeah,
related to the pandemic. As we near its end, that light at the end of the tunnel, stress, anxiety, and depression can boil over.
Something triggered those people. You know, they weren't trying to hijack the plane. So something triggered them, you know, it's similar to maybe road rage.
Well, some travelers worry. Others say dealing with an unruly passenger is a risk you take on any flight.
So I think we should abide by the rules and try not to give the flight attendants, the flight crew, a hard time.
That is a great interview.
Yeah.
You know what I think? I think we should try and play by the rules.
I don't know.
And not be trouble.
Oh, well.
So how do we keep the stress from taking over? Gelbart says try using a calming app or listening to some music and make sure to take deep breaths. At LAX.
Hey, thanks for the help.
CBS 2 News.
Calming app. I got your calming app right here.
And I'm not positive they should listen to this music.
It's a twofer from ZZ Top.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Today is the day.
Yeah!
Today's the day.
Reopen this sumbitch.
We are reopening the economy fully today, June 15th. Wearing a mask will become optional in many public settings.
Right on, man.
Here's the general rule. Californians who are 2 weeks removed from their last vaccine dose will be allowed to go mask-free in nearly almost settings.
Yeah, I was driving in here today in 109-degree heat, seeing lots of people out there sans mask and not thinking to myself, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey.
By the way, that that reaction is odd to me, but it's also natural.
What?
Before people were wearing masks, everybody was mad at people for not wearing masks.
Right.
Now that we don't have to wear masks, people are getting mad if people are wearing
masks.
Now,
that makes no sense to me because
that's happening, though.
I know. And it just said, who cares? I mean, you know, in Asian countries, people wear masks all the time as a courtesy to keep.
Right. Just around the clock. It's just a normal thing.
And it's not to keep them safe. It's to, in case they have something, not to pass it on.
That's right. You're helping other people.
Exactly.
There are some exceptions that include transit hubs or public transportation, healthcare settings, long-term care facilities, that kind of stuff. Unvaccinated individuals, on the other hand, still required to mask up in public indoor settings.
Yeah, that's, you know.
So maybe that's a good reason not to attack people. Maybe we don't need to attack people who are wearing a mask.
I wonder
now.
If those are the same kind of people that don't like.
I don't like that shirt that he's wearing, or I don't like that pair of pants she's got on. She should take them off.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, who cares? cares?
That includes restaurants when not eating or drinking. And it's on the honor system. If you have not been vaccinated, you should wear a mask.
Oh, not vaccinated.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, did we vaccinated. Just last night disobey that? What would have been that?
No.
Because we were sitting there.
We were just jumping the gun.
Yeah, we actually went out last night. How weird was that?
It was odd.
Yeah.
We went to a restaurant and there were people.
Yeah, I got a couple friends together and sat there and talked.
It was pretty fun.
It was awesome.
How about that? So anyway, it's becoming good times.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, after 459 days, California was
That's
the first state to shut
been.
Down. Yeah.
Wow.
And 459 days ago is when it all
Try
started.
To have a little understanding.
Yeah, and have a
Maybe.
Little fun.
I mean, you know, I get upset when people say they don't believe it because I had it twice.
Dude, you were very, very, very
right.
sick.
So to me, that's insulting. But then I go,
I know people
right.
who died.
Right.
Friends who died.
Right.
It's real. It's
Agreed.
Not a damn
but when
joke.
Somebody says it's not real, they're not trying
they
to
know.
Insult me.
No.
Or you.
No, they just honestly believe that it's
Yeah. So
hype.
I just sort of have to tell myself, stop it.
Right.
Let them believe whatever they want to believe.
Right. Yeah.
Let them take whatever risks they want to take.
Hopefully
with their health,
they won't have find out in person. You know,
if I
you're
hope not
getting vaccinated, you're not masking up now. Hopefully you won't find out the reality of it.
I hope not as yeah. well. But yep. it is. It's free. It's good times. It's yep. take off your mask time.
Yay!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn straight.
Talking about California's reopening.
Happy reopening day.
And the fights that seem to be happening over masks.
Yes, some people are unpleased.
Just take it easy, people.
Yeah, no big deal, man.
Just take it easy.
Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. You're vaccinated. You don't need it.
Just calm down.
It's all good. Maybe
that
some
helps
people
when you
have,
say calm down.
Oh,
right?
People love that.
Okay, good.
So I know some people are very upset. I guess we have somebody on the phone.
It's the Heineken 00 hotline on KLOS. Who's this?
This is Lars Kibble. My name is Lars Kibble.
Lars Kibble.
Lawrence Kibble.
Lawrence,
oh,
my
Lawrence.
Bad.
I didn't hear that. Sorry, sir.
Usually the people get the Kibble part right, but the Lawrence part comes through okay.
Okay, well, that's our bad. And where are you calling
I
from?
Say, I'm calling from Bakersfield, California.
Okay.
And I'm furious.
Furious.
At Governor Gruesome, as I like to call him. Greasy Gavin. Taking away my God-given right to wear a mask any place I want to wear one. And he's trying to tell me I can't do it. And that is communism and socialism and other isms.
Wait, so you really, really want to wear a mask?
It's a God-given right as an American that I can wear a mask anywhere I want.
Well, I don't
God
think...
loves masks.
I mean, I think you could... He does?
Yeah.
Yeah. You
I think,
see a raccoon?
Yes.
You got a little mask on.
Yes, it does.
Just like God made him.
But I think it's still legal
I think
for
yeah,
you to wear them.
You can still wear them if you want. I think.
But I'm going to be shamed now when I'm out there not wearing my mask and everyone else has no mask on. I'm going to be non-mask shamed by all the left-wing lunatic AOC liberals out there who say take your mask off because we can all breathe now.
Well, have you had your...
What's Halloween going to be like? We're wearing masks, not wearing masks? I don't know what I'm going to do.
Have you had your vaccination?
Of course not. That's crazy talk. You get the... You get all kinds of chips and things put inside you, like Pringles, Ruffles, all kinds of chips.
I think that's been disproven completely.
But I like the mask.
You like
I like
it.
The way my breath smells when I wear the mask.
Okay.
Do you pull I down your it. Mask to burp? Because I found that was really a horrible experience.
Hell no. No, I like that. I like me to smell of Budweiser and chewing tobacco. So I keep them burps in. Not to mention, my wife, if we take a mask off my wife, horrible things are going to happen.
Oh, no, really?
I haven't seen the bottom half of her face in a year and a half, and I don't know if I can handle it, quite frankly.
You don't remember what your wife looks like?
Or you don't want to remember?
That's why I drink all the Budweiser. I'm trying to flush it away.
Well, good luck with that.
Good luck with you with no mask on, getting all kinds of diseases.
I mean, we've been vaccinated, so I think that's an important part of it.
Do keys and things stick to you guys?
Do what?
Keys?
Do keys and things stick to you guys like magnetized?
Oh,
I haven't tried it.
You know what? It does for me, and I didn't get the vaccine. I can't figure it out.
You need to take a shower, maybe.
It could be a problem.
Did anybody explain to her that we're going to be on the radio and that she needs to watch her language?
No, I don't think so. Marcy, do you know you can't swear on the radio when you're live?
What? You can't say
beep.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going?
The one and only Marcy on the phone with us.
I think I just snorted, you guys. I'm in an Uber.
You're in an Uber.
And I'm on my way to the Canyon Club.
Wow, that's... Foo Fighters are playing the Canyon Club.
You're going to see a show tonight?
I know. It's so weird, you guys. I've got my vaccination card. I've got my ID. I'm ready to go. I'm really excited. It took me about an hour and a half to figure out what to wear.
Because it's been a year and a half since you've gone out.
You are celebrating the grand reopening of California in the perfect way. That is amazing. Going to an actual rock show.
What time is the show?
Yeah, I think they're going on. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe around 9.
Wow.
Look at you getting there early.
Yeah. When was
Got to get the pregame going.
Do you remember the last show that you went to?
It was, I might be wrong here. It was probably Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
And when was that?
I saw them a bunch in 2019.
2019, yeah.
Right. I know one of the last things we did was the Black Crowes at the Troubadour. You were there for that, which was awesome, but that was kind of a mini show.
Yeah, that was great.
I was so excited in Christmas 2019 when Rage Against the Machine said they were going to reform for Coachella.
Right.
And My Chemical Romance was going to reform.
Right.
So excited.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, march it. And then none of that happens.
Yeah.
So you're in an Uber.
Well, now they can.
And so you're an Uber because you're planning on drinking tonight? Is that the deal?
Yeah, you guys, I don't feel comfortable even having one drink, you know, and getting in a car. So I will Uber,
that's smart.
Even though it's going to cost me $200.
Wow.
Look, it's a celebration of the reopening of California.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Well, you know what's weird is I want to do a twofer of Foo Fighters right this second. So what did you just say a minute ago before we went on the air? Is one of your favorite songs of theirs?
Sligo, we have to do White Limo. I love White Limo.
Yes!
That is a great
song.
Hell
yeah! I love this song! And the video with Lemmy was just amazing, right?
Yes. and then I love my acoustic Everlong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got it. All right, Marcy, we'll enjoy the Foo Fighters tonight at the Canyon Club.
Take some pictures and post them.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'll take a ton.
All right.
Nice. Right on.
Thank you, Marcy. All right, that wraps it up for us today.
Yeah, I gotta go home and pet Sir Kitty.
Oh, it's knighted now?
Yes. Indeed.
We'll see you tomorrow with the 1 second of nonstop rock worth $4,500.
Damn! It was on this day in rock in 1985 when Dire Straits started a 9-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Brothers in Arms. On this day in rock in 1986, the Police played the last night of the Conspiracy of Hope tour at the Giant Stadium in New Jersey, which benefited Amnesty International. They were going to record another album, but scrapped that after Stuart Copeland was injured in a polo match, and the trio didn't play again together until 2007. Nirvana released their debut album, Bleach, on this day in rock in 1989.